This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in here to open up KER Politics. I have a new guest on the program right now, very interesting man, Gerald Celente. Gerald is a best-selling author on the international level, well-regarded public speaker, sought-after public speaker, and I want to thank Ryan McCormick, his publicist, very much for arranging for this particular interview. Gerald, what I would like to chat about right now, if you don't mind, is we don't need to do any background on you. Everybody knows who Gerald Celente is. So what I'd like to talk about with you right now is I'd like to talk about the interaction that's going on, and this could change by the time this program airs on the radio stations, which will be Saturday morning. This could change by then, but we're at an absolutely potentially catastrophic crossroads in the situation between the U.S., China, and North Korea. Comment on that for me, would you?
Yeah, you know, I've been hearing about North Korea just about all my life, and I'm as old as Donald Trump is. And when you look at North Korea, we're talking about a country with a GDP that's smaller than the West Virginia's. They got as many people as Texas. They just put sanctions on North Korea, and that's hurting their foreign trade. It's killing a third of it, which amounts to $1 billion. So the total foreign revenue is $3 billion. $3 billion. What's Bill Gates worth? $76
billion? Something like
What's Bezos worth? Yeah, about 50-something. Buffett, 70-something billion. This is chump change.
Yes, right.
This is more. I've been here, you know, we got to watch out for those North Koreans. I keep hearing, you know, all the threats that they, what have the North Koreans done? I know, they invaded Afghanistan, right? We had to get that guy, Osama bin Laden, and he's living there. No, I know, the North Koreans invaded and occupied Iraq, destroyed the joint, killed over 1 million people. Because, you know, Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction and ties to Al-Qaeda. That was going to be dangerous for North Korea. Now, I know what North Korea did. They overthrew Muammar Gaddafi and turned Libya into a hellhole. No, they're involved in Syria. No, they're arming the Saudis to bomb the Yemenis. This is the biggest load of BS I've heard in my life.
Hey, Gerald, I got to tell
this
you.
This is a country of nothing.
I want to make one comment.
Wait, just let me finish and then you can become a comment.
Go.
This is a guy, you don't like this guy, this clown who's running the show? Don't like what he does to his people? Hey, how about fixing the subway system in New York? What business of it is to ours? They have done nothing to us.
Go on. Commenting on your earlier commentary, how do you spell the word satire? Gerald.
Yeah, right. It's a freak show.
Yeah.
And it's more of this, let's have an enemy to hate, put people in fear and terror, like you heard this guy Brian Williams, I'm not making it up, on the guy that, you know, was just, I was in Iraq and they were shooting missiles at us up in the, you know, and of course that wasn't true. He said, yeah, we have to keep the people fearful. I mean, it's his words.
Yeah. So that's interesting. That's an interesting tact. Most people right now, I have to say, are somewhat apprehensive, to say the least. And there's a little bit of satire from Big Al. But most people are pretty apprehensive as to what could result here. I happen to agree with your basic thought very, very strongly. Let's just, you know, right, let's fix our subway systems. Let's put blame where blame lies. Let's look at Iraq. Let's look at Libya and on, and Syria and on and on and on. But Do we need to do? I think with the hair trigger that this guy Kim Jong Un has got, I think we need to really do something. The world, not just the United States, but obviously China and Russia have to play a role in this thing. Something has to be. I mean, this guy has to be at least made to sit in the corner and be quiet, don't you think?
Why? Why? What has he done? What has he done?
Nah, come on, man. This is. I know this.
No, tell me what he's done. No, he's shooting missiles off. Hey, the United States could shoot off all the missiles that they want. I have a gun. Does that mean I'm going to kill you? You shouldn't have it. You shouldn't have a nuclear weapon. The reason he has nuclear weapons, they've made it very clear. We've seen what you've done to other countries that don't have them. You overthrow them. We're going to have them so you don't do this to us. I'm a believer in the Second Amendment, a right to defend yourself.
Right.
The United States, do you know that they have been asking, North Korea has been asking to sit down at a peace table with the United States now for years, and the United States keeps rejecting it, saying, this is the terms, yeah, we'll sit down with you, but you have to disarm. What, are you kidding me? Now, what they're also not talking about in the media, and you mentioned China and Russia, they're asking the United States and South Korea to please stop these massive military maneuvers that you're doing off the shores of North Korea. Please stop doing this. You're not going to tell us to stop doing it. Now, let's put this context in a different frame. You're over there near Canada. Let's say we have those Russians all up there in Canada doing maneuvers. Down on the Gulf Coast, we got Chinese fleets. Over there in Newport News, we got the Iranians. How long would the United States stand for that? But it's okay for the United States to do it to all these other countries.
Mr. Salente, I got to tell you, no wonder you're in such demand as an author and a public speaker. You're too smart, my man, is all I can say. So what should we do at this moment in time, according to Gerald Salente? Just kind of
sit down at a peace. Sit down and have peace talks. Make an agreement. Look, we'll stay away from you. You stay away from us. Stay where you are. All right, don't shoot off any more missiles. We won't do any more maneuvers around you. Let's keep it quiet.
Well,
go home, you stay home.
No, I got to tell you, that is something that, in my opinion, it's an interesting take given the almost panic that we have in political or social circles in the United States right now, and I appreciate you bringing that up, and we're not done here, but let me just say, Gerald, that I think that would allow Kim Jong-un, for lack of better terms, to truly save face. And logic tells me, knowing what I know about psychology, that would be the correct way to go. Got about 2 minutes left here, Mr. Salente. I'm going to give you the mic for the next 2 minutes.
Well, you know, just so you know, I'm all over here in Colonial Kingston, New York.
Yeah.
We're about 90 miles north of New York City. And in 2015, I launched OccupyPeace.us. You could go to the website.
Mm-hmm.
It's OccupyPeace.us. And I had Ralph Nader here, Cindy Sheehan, the woman who camped out in front of George Bush's ranch over there when his son was killed in Iraq, Robert Thurman, Uma Thurman's father. We closed down the streets, the most historic four corners in America, the only place with pre-Revolutionary War stone buildings. So when I talk about peace, I put my money where my mouth is. And to me, this nation is not – you look – there's just one of our trends for 2018 coming up. You could get a headline on it. Is the 20th century was America's. The 21st century is going to be China's. The business of China is business. The business of America is war. When you create fear and terror, you don't have, you know psychology, you don't have much room for creativity in positive ways. Think about the happiest, hottest music this nation's ever seen. Swing time. A Great Depression going on. But the nation was at peace. With peace comes prosperity in so many different ways. It's time to really rebuild America. Stop these foreign entanglements. They're not working. We have no success track record since World War II.
Amen, is all I can say. And you know what? You and I are in complete agreement on that one. You and I, and I would have to assume, our mutual friend, Dr. Ron Paul. Mr. Salente, it's been a real pleasure. Thanks so much for taking some time.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in segment two of KER Politics. Chatting with Charlotte Cuthbertson right now. Charlotte is from New Zealand. She is one of the more important, at least in my opinion, writers for the Epoch Times. You all know what I think of the Epoch Times. I think enough of this paper that I'm distributing my subscription around my political discussion group here in the area of the U.S. of A. that I live in. So far, everybody has been impressed with the paper. Who knows? You may get two or three more subscriptions. My dear, your job is safe. Having said that, a couple of issues ago, you wrote about what was going on with illegal immigration in, specifically in the Rio Grande, going into Texas from Mexico, and the article stated very succinctly and very clearly that illegal immigration via the river, at least, is down 60% from last year. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Sure. And actually, along the whole southwest border, and looking at the numbers that have just come in from July as well, it's just under 60% now, but it's a huge drop. It's very significant. So the way I got that number, I took the number of apprehensions in 2016 from February to July and compared them against 2017 February to July, which I think is a fair representation of when Trump came into office. It went from 280,000 to 120,000, which is a huge drop. It's not something we've seen before on that scale. There's been a slight uptick. But the highest months of illegal crossings are usually between March and June, March and July. So It's going to be really interesting to see what happens in the next few months.
Talk a little bit about the situation with North Korea, but I want to say that for basically just a comment at the end of the interview, because you wrote another article that appeared in issue 157 of the Epoch Times. It was on the front page. It was entitled Child Sex Trafficking, a Pervasive but Hidden Crime. Smartphones and apps make it easy to lure children into sex trafficking. First paragraph, Charlotte, you say, quote, the silent crime of human trafficking, and especially child sex trafficking, is getting a tiny bit louder. The reason this article is of particular interest to me and anybody who would live here in the Northwest, Charlotte, is that it is a major issue, because we live in a border town. It's a major issue here in northwestern Washington State. Tell us a little bit about this problem.
In my opinion, I think it's the worst crime that could exist in humanity.
Of course it is.
And everywhere, and it's so hidden because it can be done online through phones, through computers, through apps. There are websites that predators go on and then they sell the girls through other websites. It's carried out in motels and hotels. And, you know, like I say in the article, the reason they call trafficking a silent crime is because the child or the victim is, there's so much shame and embarrassment. And then on the other side, the perpetrator is threatening them, coercing them. They use physical violence, threats to their family, psychological manipulation. And a lot of times they get them hooked on drugs, so they become so dependent. And it's just this perfect storm for this horrendous crime to keep going.
Well, I know there have been some seminars here in the Bellingham, Washington area put on by Whatcom Community College. People are turning out in droves to learn more about this problem, and I have to say the community in the Northwest is certainly, to say up in arms, I think is a bit of an understatement, because I think any human being would agree with you that this is perhaps one of the most heinous crimes committed anywhere in the world. I mean, it's absolutely goes against you know, moral law, goes against God's law, goes against everything, to say the least. So I found it to be an interesting article. Are we on our way perhaps to eradicating this problem, or are we still a long ways away from it, Charlotte?
I think we're a long way away. I think it's just going to take everyone. It's going to take parents and adults and educators to really understand what to look out for and how to educate children. And then it's going to take kids to understand how this happens and what they can do as far as, you know, knowing who you're chatting to online. You know, something really trusting your intuition, that's one of the things that came out. You know, we know when something's not quite right, but as a kid we don't often have the confidence to really act on that. And, you know, I think it can really come back down to basic, just the community, everyone coming together to really try and educate and prevent this from happening, because it has to be prevented. You know, you don't want to be the ambulance at the bottom of the cliff trying to help these young kids who are destroyed, you know, take their lives back up. So prevention's the critical part.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Charlotte, one of the things I really like about the Epoch Times is you do bring up articles like this. I wouldn't call this a trite article. I would call this a very important article. And I am very disappointed that some of your competitors, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, et cetera, aren't really involved in spreading the word on this terrible issue. You know, at the outset of this of our discussion, we talked a little bit about the meaningful advances that have been made in the decrease in illegal immigration, 60% down as of your edition where you put that out, and then recently, since the July numbers came in, we're down a little under 60%, but it is still meaningful. It's still somewhere in the 50 percentile, I would say probably the mid-50 percentile. But, you know, the one thing that that brought out to me, and I was really happy to read it, is it brought out the fact that Trump is actually, he really is accomplishing some major things right now. He, in my opinion, as of today, he is faced with perhaps one of the most serious problems that a president has been faced with in the United States for a long, long time. And that is that idiot Kim Jong-un, who is now threatening to take aggressive action towards the rest of the world with their nuclear power. And I have to say the current administration has taken a very strong stance, and they have said it ain't going to happen. Charlotte, we're down to about a minute here. Just give me your opinion on what Trump is doing real quickly, if you would you?
Well, I haven't been following it extremely closely, but what I see is just a different way of a problem that has been there for a long time, and the normal rules of engagement don't work with a regime like North Korea.
Yeah.
And I think, in a way, Trump is trying to call their bluff because I guess he thinks that that's the only way to kind of start changing the conversation and try and get towards something more useful for the people in North Korea who live horrendous lives.
Yes.
I believe this country has a lot of checks and balances when it comes to rules of engagement and military engagement, and so I don't think that he can just go push a button. And I think there's a lot of other things happening at the same time. I believe the military is capable and ready, and so I personally don't feel like it's too scary at this point.
Well, I guess time is going to tell. Charlotte, speaking of time, we're out of it right now. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. Big Al is going to be right back with KER Politics.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in. I'm going to segue over to a discussion about the situation between China on the one hand, the United States on the other hand, and I would have to say the rest of the world on the other hand, and North Korea. I've got Dr. John Huber on the line with me right now. Dr. Huber put out some information about the psychology of why people in the U.S. right now seem to be so frightened about an escalation of the situation between the U.S. and North Korea into an all-and-out war. John, why do you say that?
Well, why do I say that? Well, first of all, I have friends from South Korea that, mm-hmm. that go back and forth all the time. I train in mixed martial arts from South Korea. So I've been able to talk with them. And one of the things that they keep bringing up is you have Kim Jong-un over in North Korea, who has murdered his own family. And we talk about the comparisons to the Cold War with Russia, where we had leaders on both sides who there was an inherent fear of destroying their own countries and their own families. And you don't see that with Kim Jong-il or Kim Jong-un, sorry.
No, you don't.
And that scares them more than anything else, and they still have family that live permanently in South Korea. And so we talk a lot about, we have a president here who's new. I mean, 7 months, and
right.
we haven't seen any real military action. And with everything we've said about him and the media and everything else, the fact is, you know, you don't become a billionaire by being crazy. So it's funny, the media is not going after him at this point for that kind of stuff, because they know how much of a loose cannon we have over in North Korea. And that's what is scaring most of the people I talk to, is you don't know at all what you have.
Well, when you say you don't know at all what you have, let me give you my thoughts on this. You know, hopefully I'm psychologically, you know, at least 75% sound, John. If not, man, I'm going to get on an airplane and come down and do some sessions with you. But having said
okay.
that, the situation with Kim Jong-un is very interesting. I was thinking about that on a little drive I had to take this morning, and that is, I think we have a person here that probably falls into the same category as an Adolf Hitler, although he doesn't seem to want to exterminate anybody at this point
right.
in time. On the other hand, you've got a Mussolini. On the other hand, you've got a Hirohito. On the other hand, you've got a person who is absolutely 100% power mad. Why would you maintain that he is power mad? I would have to say that if the U.S., either going it alone or along with the folks from mainland China or perhaps other countries, end up striking at North Korea, I would say that would be a perfectly rational reaction, because you got a guy over there who I think is certifiably not totally with it. I mean, you look at his appearance, you look at his body language and everything else, Dr. Huber. I would not want to be in the same room with a guy if he was pissed off at me and he had a gun.
Oh, I totally agree. I mean, because we know he doesn't value life,
even at all.
Other people in his family, right? We know he doesn't do that. And, you know, we can look at behavior and body language, and it says a lot to that. I'd like to actually be able to sit down with, you know, some Americans who've got to meet him, you know, whether it's basketball players or not, and ask them questions about how did your interaction go with this individual? Because I think that would tell me a lot of information as well. But I think you're totally correct. He does not value life.
Well, I guess what you have to look at when you realize that, a couple of questions come to mind. Number one, why is he the ultimate power? I mean, I know a little bit about Koreans also. I happen to have a Korean daughter, okay, South Korean,
mm-hmm.
born in Seoul.
Yes, you told me that.
Yeah, and very, very sensible, very bright, very with it, young woman today. You know, executive with a major cooking supply company, Serla Taub, and, you know, she thinks the guy's crazier than a loon, as I do also. John, how do people like that get into power? I mean, this is terrifying to me.
Well, you know, he got in primarily through family connections. I mean, he wasn't Kim Jong-il, you know. And the thing is, once he gets in power, because he is that loose cannon and probably crazy as a loon, like you said, although I can't say that technically because I haven't interviewed him or assessed him, but he stays in power through the use of force and violence.
Exactly.
That's the only way he knows how.
Yeah.
And his country's afraid of him, and he doesn't value their lives. I mean, there's a lot of things he could have done, you know, negotiations he could have done with China, with South Korea, with us, that could have brought in things like consistent electricity and things that would improve the lives of his people. But he doesn't do that.
Well, what I have to wonder, we're going to talk about it in this next segment. I'm going to talk about it with Josh Phillip from the Epoch Times. I think he's the main political reporter for them. But what I don't understand is why mainland China. Obviously, Kim Jong-un is a danger to mainland China, because mainland China, as everyone is aware, from an economic standpoint, is really very dependent on the United States. They're holding
yes,
an awful lot of our paper. Why doesn't the mainland Chinese government say, you know what, you got to stop? Now, the latest news that I've seen, and that's as of when we're recording today, what is this, August 7th, I guess it is, you know, as of today, the United States and mainland China have come to an agreement after the meeting in the Philippines that they are going to take action against North Korea. I would think that anybody in North Korea with a semblance, you know, of sanity and an IQ somewhat above 100, he's got to be at least that bright, would realize that if he's got the two largest powers in the world against him, he ain't going to win, man.
I think you're right, and I think I've actually heard rumors that Russia is even supporting that coalition between the U.S. and China.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
So, you know, I think you've got a lot of people that are very intelligent and smart around that area. Again, we've got this loose cannon, so to speak, in North Korea. And what's it going to take to make them pay attention? My concern is you corner a loose cannon, mm-hmm. and they go off. And, you know, let's think about mental health patients for a while.
Yep.
For the most part, they're more likely to be victims than perpetrators of violence by mm-hmm. far.
Mm-hmm.
But the only time I've had them be people who perpetrate violence is when they're cornered, when they're trapped. And it's self-defense in their mind.
In their mind.
If this guy's as crazy as we think he is, he may think what he's doing is self-defense and pull the trigger. And that's what bothers me.
Totally irrational, in my opinion. John, we're down to about 2 minutes here, actually a little less than 2 minutes, a minute and a half. In your expert opinion, knowing as much as you do about psychological issues, how do you think this thing is going to turn out?
Well, I think the world is coming together, you know, China stepping in and working with us. I think we're going to come together as one major push against North Korea, and I believe he's going to back down. But he's not going to have a choice to do that. And so I have too much faith in humankind and the senses of rational men, but I think that's what's going to happen.
Well, I mean, I don't think you do. And the reason I say that, John, is, I mean, you're a PhD psychologist, if I'm not mistaken. You've got a very yeah. successful practice. You're a media star, for lack of better terms, in your field. I really value your opinion. You know, common sense has to prevail, because if this were a situation of a, and this is only my opinion, but if this were a situation of potentially a conventional war, okay, where, and I'm not sure how North Korea, quite frankly, could even engage in a conventional
right.
war right now. I mean, who the hell are they going to attack? South Korea? So what's that going to prove? You know, if they attack South Korea and then we were back to conventional weapons, which we're certainly not in right now, it would be a very bloody situation. It would be
yes.
very bad. So, yeah, but the fact of the matter is he would get stomped on, because the rest of the world would very definitely, in a heartbeat, come to the aid of South Korea. So,
yep.
ladies and gentlemen, there you have it from Dr. John Huber. You know, John hasn't been on the show for about 3 weeks. We're going to get him back. He's too valuable to let go. Sorry, Mr. Texas.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Fully
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey, welcome in here to wrap up. I guess I should say welcome out. Welcome out on this particular segment here to wrap up KER Politics for this weekend. Chatting with my friend right now, Joshua Phillip. Joshua is going to comment on an article that came out way ahead of its time in the Epoch Times. A little play on words there. Remember, one is plural and one is singular. The article was entitled, front page in issue 156, it was entitled A Fading Alliance Between China and North Korea. And as Josh and I were talking off mic, this does provide a very, very interesting and unique perspective on how the Chinese are handling this very volatile situation, which we just discussed with Dr. John Huber in the previous segment. Josh, tell us how the folks at the Epoch Times view this alliance between China and North Korea, because I got to tell you, I think mainland China is a key player in this situation, don't you?
I very much think they're a key player. I would say one of the large, you know, maybe even more so than the United States, in my opinion. I would argue, and I don't mean offense to any experts out there, but the typical analysis on North Korea is not always accurate. And it's because you can't understand what's happening in North Korea without first understanding the internal political struggles taking place in China. And it's very confusing on the surface. So let me explain first the surface picture, and then I'll try to help everyone make sense of it. Right? So at a macro level, what I'll say first is North Korea is controlled heavily by China, but it's not controlled by the current leadership. It's controlled by a faction led by one of the former leaders under Jiang Zemin. He was two leaders ago. There was current one is Xi Jinping, before that Hu Jintao, before that was Jiang Zemin. Jiang Zemin's faction is in a very tense struggle with the current leadership. A lot of the political struggles, a lot of the political issues taking place in China revolve around this internal strife. Xi Jinping's anti-corruption campaign, for example, has targeted almost exclusively people who are part of the Jiang faction. So let's go into looking at the situation with Korea, with North Korea. Now, I don't want to go too far into history, but basically you have to remember that North Korea was originally controlled by the Soviet Union. Kim Il-sung was, of course, planted by the Soviets, trained by the Soviets. After the collapse of the Soviet Union, the state of North Korea was somewhat in disarray. Jiang Zemin was the first one in China to really start heavily engaging and reforming these ties with North Korea after that whole shakeup. There, you know, you can find pictures online of Kim Jong Il and Jiang Zemin, you know, hugging, for example. They were very close, and our analysts believe that basically North Korea has been used as a tool for distraction by the Jiang faction. If you look at the timing of all the nuclear weapons tests in North Korea, they often align very closely with major incidents inside China. Oftentimes, you'll see an announcement in North Korea that they're going to start a nuclear weapons test right before a major political move took place in China. And this has held true for every one of them that I can think of so far. I can't quite think of an exact example. Let me think. So, I mean, how should I say it? So here's one example. I'm pretty sure this was the one lined up with it. There was an incident, and you have to figure it out, having a year. But the former leader, the one between Jiang Zemin and the current leader, Xi Jinping, Hu Jintao, the one right before Xi Jinping, he was more of a puppet. He never really had power in China. He had very little control over the government. The Jiang faction still controlled China during his time. There was an incident where Jiang Zemin's faction had arranged some sort of military observance, you know, ceremony, and Hu Jintao was taken out on a boat to go observe the Chinese military, and they turned their guns on him and started opening fire. Hu Jintao barely escaped with his life. That was one of the incidents where North Korea launched a missile test. There have been incidents where there have been major political actions as well. I mean, I have to forgive me for not. I don't want to say anything because I don't have the information in front of me. I'd probably say something incorrect. I don't want to mislead people on it. But the point is of course. Now let's look at the current situation. So, until very recently, the reason the United States and the United Nations, in particular, could not act on North Korea, could not really do much about North Korea, were twofold. One is sanctions were basically useless because China continued to trade with them regardless of what was done outside, right? We know that there a lot of the materials they received were received through China, or at least transferred through China, sometimes from Iran originally. Sanctions had no use. North Korea is basically on life support and it's being propped up by China. We know that. We also know on the surface that a lot of stronger actions against North Korea are blocked by China in the United Nations. This changed only very recently, where interestingly, China and Russia somehow suddenly shifted their position on North Korea. Suddenly they're willing to move forward with stronger sanctions and actions against North Korea. The other major, I think, sign that things shifted was Trump's meeting with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. I think it was a few months ago now. Now, if we remember, I think it was in April, Trump had come out and said, right before his meeting with Xi Jinping, said, oh, no, you know, they, as in North Korea and China, you know, they've been playing us, for fools all this time. And he sounded like he was going to go into the meeting with Xi Jinping with very low expectations. after the meeting, he came out very happy. He spoke very well of their meeting. Something happened during that meeting, we can assume, that changed Trump's perception on Xi Jinping. And interestingly, right after that meeting with Xi Jinping, Trump starts moving U.S. naval forces closer to the Korean Peninsula, and China also moves relief forces to the North Korean border. Now, the reason that is significant is twofold. One is it immediately followed the meeting between Trump and Xi. We can imagine they spoke about North Korea. Remember, Trump also said publicly North Korea, or I think he said Korea, unfortunately, used to be part of China. A lot of people criticized him. I think New York Times, one of the big media, had a story saying, oh, South Koreans are offended by this. It is partly true. North Korea used to be part of China. I don't think the South was. But the question is, who told him that? Who told Trump that? And what was the context of him being told that? We can assume, since it was immediately following his meeting with Xi Jinping, and since both of them immediately took action against North Korea following their meeting, that somehow that was part of the discussion, that China has some kind of historical ownership over Korea, or at least North Korea. Now, the fact that China moved relief forces to the Korean border also says a lot. You have to remember, from a security perspective, one of the main reasons, at least in the West, why we've assumed that China does not want to collapse the North Korean regime is that they don't want a refugee crisis.
Exactly.
They don't want to have to deal with...
Right.
Yeah.
That has been
they don't
up.
Want to have to deal with... oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, no problem. Just we're running out of time. We've got about 40 seconds left. I want you to do me a favor, and then we're going to wrap this up, because you have made some very, very valid points. Unfortunately, when you're on a clock doing radio, you really have to adhere to it. One thing I would like you to do, and folks listening in, we will run this as a weekend special. If you could just do some research, Josh, if you would, and look up some examples. You know, timing is everything. Just give us some examples of how a lot of the Chinese actions have coincided with the North Korean missile test. I would appreciate it if you could do that. Josh Phillip.
No problem. I can
no, we'll just, we can do some. We'll do something later on in the week. Josh, always a pleasure. You're a real valuable asset to this show. Ladies and gentlemen, back next week.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.